is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice for the People News Bulletin. Several historic black colleges, Tougaloo College near Jackson, Mississippi, Dillard, Xavier, and Southern University in New Orleans, will have $330 million in debt originated in dealing with Hurricane Katrina erased in the new federal budget. A report finds that the teaching about slavery in U.S. schools is deficient. Only 8% of high school seniors could identify slavery as a central cause of the Civil War. 68% of students did not know slavery ended only with a constitutional amendment. Only 22% could identify the provisions in the Constitution that gave advantages to slaveholders. Only 44% answered that slavery was legal in all the colonies during the American Revolution. Philip Morris International, a cigarette company, has committed $1 billion over the next 12 years, supposedly for research and action, to stop illegal cigarette smuggling and production, but critics are arguing this is a smoke screening to protect their interest. Roughly 80% of all new vehicles are financed with loans or leases in the U.S. Federal Reserve's Economic Well-Being Report for 2016 found that 44% of adults either could not pay an unexpected $400 expense or would borrow or sell something to do so. Two of Steve Bannon's candidates to upend the Republican Party, Chris McDaniel in Mississippi and Jerry Tarkanian in Nevada, have dropped out of intramural contests for the Republican nomination in their states. Over the past 7 years, human semen imports from the U.S. to Brazil have surged as more rich single women and lesbian couples select donors whose online profiles suggest they will yield light-complexioned and preferably blue-eyed children. Per capita spending on substance abuse admissions to patient facilities has grown far faster than overall health care costs among Americans who get insurance from their employers. Nearly two-thirds of U.S. admissions to substance abuse treatment involves someone who's already had treatments. A recent banking bill would require credit reporting companies to let consumers block access to their credit reports to potential lenders without paying a fee. Freezing access to credit data is a crucial measure consumers can take if they want to prevent identity theft. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.